Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Again, it's Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit, talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week, and we are so glad that you have joined us. Steve Post in our Concord, North Carolina studios, joining me as she does each and every week from our Mifflin Town Lethal Chassis studios, Ashley Stremme. Hello, Ashley, how are you?
Well, Steve, it was a great fair week, but a really crappy race week. Poor old Speedway got killed with the Test 450 this week. Actually, all season long, I feel awful for what they've had to deal with when it comes to Mother Nature. But you win some, you lose some, and some get rained out. So,
yeah. Now, did you get through all of the food finds up there? Because the church stand, the Lutheran church stand show was like our Twitter. That's all we had. We didn't, there's the big problem with this, Ashley. Usually we at least have sprint cars with Ferris wheels in the background and turkey dinners. All we had was turkey dinners this week.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm not mad about. I had turkey dinners all week too. So there's that, but it's right. It's true. I did get to eat everything I wanted to. I just didn't get to eat a whole lot of dirt.
Man, oh man. Well, that's a good sign of the fair. That's a good sign of the fair. You get to eat everything you want to. And, yeah, they have been clubbed this year with the weather up there at Port Royal. It's been bad. It really has been. And fingers crossed, they still have a couple big ones coming up. Maybe they can knock them out of the ballpark and see where we go with it. Now, on the west side of the country, it was the Curb Record Gold Cup Race of Champions at Silver Dollar Speedway. Prelim night winners were Kyle Larson. There's a big shocker. Buddy Kofoid. There's a big shocker. And I'm not even sure this next one was a shocker, Ashley, but Corey Day picked up the win. What a first career win for that young man.
No doubt about it. 17 years old, second generation racer, just really incredible stuff. First World of Outlaw win, came in his 19th start. So just, we've talked to him. Awesome kid, great background, awesome family, good people surrounding him. He's got a huge future.
Really does. It's his ninth 410 win of the season. He's got a couple 360 wins. And you mentioned the people around him. I had a chance last year. I was over at Ocean Speedway and spent some time with his dad, Ronnie. Ronnie raced for 30-some years out there in California. Had some good wins along the way, just a great racer. Jason Myers, the two-time World of Outlaw champ, is around him. You're a young racer, Ashley. Boy, surrounding yourself with gold like that and people in your, that have your back, that is so critical for a young guy like Corey.
No doubt. And we had him on the show. Was it last year? I believe it was. You can tell that he is so laser focused. And with those people in his kind of corners helping him, he's got something to prove.
He really, truly does. Speaking of young, talented drivers and young, talented drivers that have some good people in his corners, Zeb Wise. He's the current point leader for the All-Star Circuit of Champions. And he's going to join us on the Sage Fruit Hotline after this.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's go to the Sage Fruit Hotline. Joining us from his home in Indiana, Zeb Wise, point leader for the All-Star Circuit of Champions. Hello, Zeb. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Zeb, I've been just watching along, following along, and I think you had a good season, a good season, a good season. And then over the last month, basically since you got back from Knoxville, you've gone through the roof in seven races. What was it? Three wins, six top four finishes. Seems like since you got back from Knoxville, you guys have really found your stride with that Roudin 26 car.
Yeah, it's been really good. The whole year really has been good. But like you said, after Knoxville, honestly, Knoxville just kind of kicked us down a little bit. So when we left, we were ready to get back after it. At places we feel like, you know, we roll around really well. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Tyler has been really good on the race car. And Derek, Brandon, Balen, everyone's doing a really good job behind me. And I say this often, most nights, they make my job really easy. I've never probably in my career had a consistent race car this good. And I feel like anywhere we roll into, it's my confidence is really high in them. And I feel like their confidence is high in me as well. And whenever you have that, it seems to work out really well.
You are exactly right, Zeb. We talk about this a lot with a lot of drivers and that comfortability that you have to have with your crew guys in that team. You've only been with Rudin and the 26 team for just over a year. I believe it was in July you guys announced that you were taking over that ride last year. So just a little bit over a year to show for the success that you guys have had. What is it? Is it that Tyler can see what you need? Is it communication between the two of you? What has made you guys gel so well so quickly?
Well, when I first got on the car, we kind of jumped around with different crew chiefs and thought we had one that was going to work, and then that didn't end up working out. We made a change after Florida at the beginning of the year, and really ever since then, our first race out, we won at Williams Grove. And I don't know. I feel like it's just good chemistry between me and Tyler. I mean, obviously the whole team, but, you know, at the end of the day, how fast the car goes and how good I do is between me and Tyler. And I feel like, you know, we honestly didn't even talk that much about the race car at the racetrack, which I think is a good thing almost, because he knows what I need and I know what the car is going to do. We don't venture out of a box much. We stay within our range, and yeah, he's just got a really good handle on things. And I know when I roll into the track what I've got. We roll in almost everywhere the exact same, and that makes my job really easy because I know what I'm going to have and I know how the car is going to feel. And we just go through the night. And, you know, the biggest change for me has just been how good we've been at the bigger places recently. I mean, we won at Selins Grove, we won at Williams Grove earlier in the year, and then third, the one time at Tuscarora 50, we got to run at Port Royal. Just, it's been really good. And I feel like the Ford engine has helped a lot with our big track program. And yeah, looking forward to what's next.
Zeb, one of the things, and I saw a video of you with our buddy Tyler Burnett over at Flow Racing, and just the volume of racing. I think the most, looking at your stats, the most 410 races you've done in a year was 70 last year. You're at 64, so you're certainly going to surpass this. How much does that help, just getting that repetition? Because 3 or 4 years ago, you weren't getting nearly as many races, especially with the same team as well.
Yeah, I've touched on that a lot, actually, and just being in the seat that much helps a ton. And these high limit races being through the week, you know, where you would normally be, you know, at home or on the road or whatever, at least you're back in the race car and making laps and racing in some high caliber cars. And yeah, I think you touched on it great there. Just being in the seat that much more helps a ton. And just, you know, repetitive laps, especially at places that I don't go a whole lot, like Eagle was new to me. We didn't go to Houston's, but you know, that would have been somewhat new. We've only ran there once, just places that are different, racing against some different cars too, that I don't normally race against. And yeah, I think just, seat time and laps is all you can ask for as a driver. And, we've had plenty of those this year.
Zeb, you talk about those new racetracks that you haven't been to. Is there somebody that you lean on when you roll into a new place, you know, to get what gear you run or whatever it may be? Do you have somebody that you lean on?
As far as the gearing and, you know, maybe some setup stuff, that's really Tyler. I feel he's got a good group of guys that he talks to, and him and Ricky Warner are close, so that's probably a good thing. But yeah, me personally, not really. I kind of just try to figure it out on my own. The only places that this isn't even a new place, but like Knoxville, the night of my, what was that? Was it Hard Knocks night? Yeah, I was in the infield on the phone with Donnie. He was up in the booth, and I was trying to figure out, you know, like, what does my, you know, entry look like? Does it look like I'm slowing down too much? Or, you know, what do I got to do different? And just having, you know, obviously running the Ford helps, but I've known Donnie for a while, and just having him in your corner, and he was really helpful, tried to watch every time I was on the track, and stuff like that goes a long way. Obviously, Donnie knows his way around any racetrack, so it's nice to have him in your corner.
Yeah, let me see. You're getting a little bit of an assist from Donnie, and your crew chief's getting a little assist from Ricky Warner. I kind of like that combination. That's not a bad – they had a little success together back when they were working together on it. Zeb, you've mentioned it a few times, the Ford engine. How does that program work? Just how does that program work for you guys, and is it all the time? How does it all balance out?
We're still in the early stages of it with us, and so obviously we got a points battle going on and stuff, so we didn't really want to try things that, you know, like Attica, for instance. We roll around there pretty good with our Chevy stuff, so we didn't want to go there and just, you know, be unexpected type thing. So we really just ran it so far at places that we feel like we have nothing to lose. And that was, you know, Sealands Grove. We had never been there before. I had never been there before. And, you know, just looking at our past stats, half miles aren't exactly our forte. So we thought we'd try the Ford and see how it went. And obviously it worked out pretty well. And then we were like, okay, now that we know that worked, we're going to put it in at Port Royal for the Tuskegee. And then any non-points races, we're going to run the Ford. We have a couple different ones to, you know, move around smaller tracks and stuff like that. So I think we're actually going to run it this weekend at Fremont. It's just kind of a trial and error type thing, but really no errors so far. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, it's fascinating, really, as we've talked to Donnie and Ricky and everybody about that quite a bit, and they develop it. It's pretty cool, that's for sure. Zeb, hang in there. Everyone else, stick around. We'll have more with Zeb Wise in just a moment.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. We are chatting with the current point leader with the All-Star Circuit of Champions, Zeb Wise. He joins us on the Sage Fruit hotline. All right, Zeb, we like to go off the racetrack a little bit, so we've been snooping around. And first and foremost, you keep your private life as private as anybody on the planet, okay? And that's fine. I sometimes think maybe I need to do a little bit of that, so I respect that as well. But I had a friend tell me that one of the things you love to do during the off season is going snowmobiling. Is that accurate? And what type of snowmobiling? Where do you go? What types of fun things do you do with a snowmobile?
I do love snowmobiling. If I didn't race race cars, I would probably attempt to race snowmobiles. So we here in Angola, we have like a little trail system. It's nothing big. I don't even know how long it is, but there's just trails through fields and out by the lakes. We have a ton of lakes around here. So, normally if it's cold enough and it snows good up here, we can, you know, snowmobile a lot just in this small little town. But here lately, it hasn't been that good. Snow's been terrible. A couple of years ago, I went up to Michigan with my dad and actually my crew guy at the time was Rizzy. And we went up there and, it's a good time. I love going to the Upper Peninsula in Michigan and going snowmobiling up there. It's a whole different world. That's what they live for, is snowmobiling up there. So, it's really cool. I always enjoyed snowmobiling ever since I was a little kid. I mean, my dad used to take me when I was, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old and put me on the seat in front of him. And he knew when I was getting tired because my helmet would start getting heavy on his arm and I'd be sleeping going down a trail at 70 mile an hour on a snowmobile. So, yeah, it's just always been in my blood and I really enjoy snowmobiling. It's a blast.
Evidently, adrenaline is not something that keeps you awake. You mentioned the lakes. So in your free time during the summer, are you a big wakeboarder or water skier, anything like that in the summertime?
When I was younger, I used to wakeboard a lot. And then I think I kind of realized that, okay, I'm starting to get too good at it for my own good. Like I was jumping pretty high and I was at the point where I was either going to stop doing it or try doing tricks. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to hurt myself. So I need to probably, why don't we just stick to like tubing or something? And I used to do that a lot. Honestly, this year, the times I'm home, it isn't for very long. So I've got out to the lake one time this year. It's just so busy this year. And I'm sure I'll probably venture out there, you know, a little bit once the end of the season, you know, fall weather. But Yeah, I here in the last, what was it, year, we actually built a little tiny dirt track out by my, well, I basically live at my dad's collision shop, and there's a little piece of land back there, and we built a dirt track, and I bought some go-karts, and so that's taken some of my time. But when we're not racing, we're back home racing. So yeah, that's been fun.
I have had multiple friends, one of them particularly Kenny Wallace, who did that, and this never ends well, Zeb. I'm telling you, a go-kart track in the backyard never ends well. So just there's your warning
Well,
on it. There's your warning.
on the bright side, I like working the track more than I do racing on it. I find that so fun. So I'm more of the track worker. I get in a cart and race, but I like doing the track prep more than anything. Our go-karts are not, I wouldn't say the nicest. So you get about 10, 15 laps and something will start breaking, which is probably a good thing because that's at the point where you're starting to get out of control and throwing big sliders and stuff. But yeah, no one's gotten hurt yet. Sunshine hasn't been in the go-kart yet, but he has been in my this is another story. I have a topless S10 Chevy, so we have a lot of fun with that. And Tyler already jumped the cushion in it and ran it off the racetrack, so maybe if you guys have him on the show, you can ask him about that.
We'll have to do that. That's for sure. This, I hope, was pre his Eldora crash where he busted up his back. I mean, it's like, oh my
Well,
God.
luckily it wasn't a big cushion, so he just kind of trickled over the edge. But yeah, I could tell he was driving it harder and harder, and finally there was not a big enough cushion for an S10 to lean up against, so he went off the track.
Imagine that. Harder and harder, faster and faster, a race car driver. That is not a shocker, that's for sure. You mentioned your dad's collision shop. You also have Kevin Rudine in your corner, and Kevin is one of those iconic team owners that has so much knowledge. And you also have a long-term relationship with Sundollar Restorations, those folks up in Indiana. They've been with you across it. What does it mean to you to have some of those people in your corner to bounce your young career off from, to work with and to learn from people like that, Zeb?
Kevin is an awesome guy. He is just the most down to earth, one of the most down to earth guys you'll meet in the pit area. And he's just awesome to race for. I really enjoyed my time here, and hopefully the end is nowhere near the future. So, yeah, just having a blast right now racing for such a good dude. And then yeah, Jason and Kim, they've been a part of. They were my first like true sponsor when I ran midgets, and Jason just. So Kim was a big race fan, and Jason wasn't really into it actually. And Kim got him to come to Kokomo one night, and I don't even think I was racing. I was actually just watching, helping Sunshine on the non-wing car, and I went up to the stands, and Kim asked if Jason could sit next to me, and I could kind of like tell him what's going on, and. We hit it off, and we had a blast, and he was all about racing after that. And yeah, they've been a big part of my career here in the last, oh, probably 7, 8 years, and they're awesome people. They do really good things for racing community, not just me. They supported Dylan Welch over the few years, and Chris Windham as well. So yeah, I got a lot of really good people in my corner.
That is really, really cool. That is for sure. Good stuff. You're off to Fremont this weekend. And what do you need to do here now to close up this championship? You got a little bit of a margin over Chris and over Sunshine. What do you need to do at Fremont to try to make sure you hang on to that top spot?
Yeah, so I'm leading the driver points, but the owner points were actually like 14 points behind Tyler. So that's actually the championship that pays. So I'm glad that I'm leading the driver standings, but I'm more interested in the 80,000 prize for, the owner points. And that I just, I've just got to keep on Tyler. Luckily, Fremont's been really good to me over the past few years. And yeah, just try to. I'd like to win both nights. That'd make life really nice. And you get a 2-point bonus for winning too. So yeah, just hopefully go there and have a good weekend. And yeah, then we'll move on to Eldora. And obviously, Eldora hasn't been too kind to me either, and really kind to Tyler. But yeah, I'm looking forward to going there with the Ford because I feel like the Ford has really turned around our big track program for good things. And yeah, just looking forward to going to Fremont and Eldora to end it.
Sounds like a blast, that's for sure. Zeb, we really appreciate your time joining us here on Wing Nation. We'll be following along. We wish you continued success, but thanks for joining us this time on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
There we go. He drives that Rudine number 26. Point leader for the All-Star Circuit of Champions, Zeb Wise. Stay with us. More Wing Nation in just a moment.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Steve Post and Ashley Strummy here. And Ashley, this goes from a long, long story. This never fails. Dale Earnhardt has talked about it on his Dale Jr. download. Kenny Wallace had one, and they had to bulldoze the track after a crowd of 4,000 people showed up one night. Nothing good is going to come out of this go-kart track. Well, except for a lot of laughs, but nothing good. It's going to end bad, I'm afraid.
How does that saying go? It's all fun and games until someone gets their eye poked out or breaks an arm or leg, ankle or something, right? I'm sure there's a lot of fun, a lot had there, but something always disastrous ends up happening.
Hang on. Details at 11. Story at 11. There we go. Fun stuff. Hey, speaking of fun stuff, this one here, this may be the story of the season, okay? Attica Raceway Park, Friday night, Byron Reed, one of the classiest great guys in the sport, been racing for 34 years. He announced that this is going to be his last year, Ashley. And what did he do on Friday night?
He went out in high fashion. He led flag to flag to win his 44th career Attica win and his first since 2019. So someone was giving him a little tip of the cap on his way out.
Man, I'm getting chills. Byron's just such a good guy, that's for sure. He had a good year. He's finished second in points up at Attica, just hadn't got that win. And I know that so many fond memories. And, boy, he put an exclamation point on that one. That is for sure. One of the things we do occasionally here on Wing Nation is we talk about our double-digit win club and take a look at it. Of course, you got Freddie Raymer and AJ Flick up at the top of it. But Ashley, when we look at the double digits, Cap Henry picked up the win at Fremont and Kyle Larson over at Silver Dollar. So we got six of them in the 10 win club now. That's pretty impressive at this point.
It is, you know, and I'm surprised that there's some names that aren't on that list yet. It's been a weird season, and to see Freddie leading it, now granted, I know he stays on the porch and has had a really great season at Lincoln, but still, there's names that I'm shocked that aren't on that list somewhere.
There's a whole lot at nine. There's a whole lot at nine, Ashley, in looking at this. And then Logan Schuhart won the $1 million race, so he's won the one that everyone wants. So fun stuff for sure. World of Outlaw, NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars, they continue out in California. Friday night, Hanford, the Tommy Tarleton Classic, $21,000 to win. Saturday at Placerville, the 49ers Gold Rush Classic. And the All-Stars, they're at home in Fremont, one of their baseline tracks, Ashley, this weekend.
Yes, it is the Jim and Joanne Ford Classic, $10,000 to win Saturday night. Talking to Zeb, I know he's looking forward to taking home those checkers both night and capping off that season for sure. But then Saturday, Pennsylvania right here, Sealands Grove, it's a big one for us. It's the Jim Nace Memorial, $26,000 to win. Jim, I knew Jim. He raced with my dad growing up. Just a great man. The whole Nace family are great, great people.
No, that is fantastic. That's going to be fun to watch for sure. 360 Racing also takes center stage. ASCS National Tour has the Jesse Hockett Daniel McMillan Memorial, $10,000 to win, and that's at Lucas Oil Raceway Park out in Wheatland, Missouri. And Schweikon Speedway in Canada, the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, $10,000 to win. So we are wrapping it down, but some good stuff for the 360 racers as well. So fun show, Ashley. Good to catch up with Zeb Wise. Good to catch up and talk a little sprint car racing.
Most definitely. We'll do it again next week. Same place, same time.
Let's do it. That is for sure. Again, thanks to Zeb Wise for joining us. More important than all of that, though, thank you for joining us here on Wing Nation.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.